BlackRock says Bitcoin moves on its own drivers, not equity sentiment. BlackRock's head of thematic and active equity ETFs, Jay Jacobs, said on April 21st that Bitcoin is driven by its own rules and its own drivers predominantly, which is greater geopolitical or inflation risk, according to a post from Cointelegraph citing his remarks. The framing matters because it came from the firm running iBit, the largest spot Bitcoin ETF in the United States, and a key seat at the table for how institutional allocators are thinking about the asset right now. As of April 21, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $76,047.54, up 1.86% in 24 hours and 2.31% on the week. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 56, a neutral reading. Majors are green across the board. Ethereum at 232188, so 1.28%. XRP at 143, so 130%. BNB at 631.27, 141%. And Solana at 8560, 126%. What own drivers actually means for allocators, Jacob's point, is positioning language, not a new economic claim. BlackRock strategists have argued for 2 years that Bitcoin behaves less like a risk asset and more like a scarce bearer instrument that reacts to sovereign and monetary stress. The 2024 BlackRock paper framing Bitcoin as a unique diversifier made the same case from a different angle. What shifted is the audience. In April 2026, allocators are watching Bitcoin trade near 76K while equities sit at record highs and inflation prints remain sticky. The BlackRock line gives pension consultants and wealth platforms a clean answer when someone asks why a 60-40 portfolio with a small BTC sleeve might behave differently than one without it. Own drivers is a pitch-ready phrase, and pitch-ready phrases move capital. Why the quote drops now? Two macro currents make the framing more than talking points. First, fund flows. iBit absorbed tens of billions in 2024 and 2025 and is still the plumbing most institutions use to add spot Bitcoin exposure. When BlackRock speaks about Bitcoin's drivers, it is speaking for a client base that has already written real checks into the thesis. Reinforcing the story keeps that capital in place. Second, geopolitical pressure. The last 12 months saw active conflict in the Middle East, sustained wartime procurement in Europe, and continued dollar reserve substitution by foreign central banks. Gold hit fresh all-time highs, and central bank gold buying printed a 21st century record while Bitcoin climbed alongside it. The inflation or geopolitical risk framing lines up with what the price action has been doing, even if the correlation is noisy. What the framing does not resolve the own drivers line papers over some uncomfortable correlations that still exist. Bitcoin has historically tracked the NASDAQ during liquidity stress, sold off alongside equities in March 2020 and November 2022, and bounced with them during Fed pivot rallies. The asset trades like a risk asset on most days and like a macro hedge on a minority of them. Investors taking the BlackRock quote at face value should know what question it answers. It is a portfolio construction argument, not a short-term trading heuristic. On a multi-year horizon, Bitcoin's return drivers diverge from equities enough to justify a separate bucket. On a given Tuesday, a hawkish Fed headline can still drag it down with the NASDAQ. The Fear and Greed Index at 56 captures the ambivalence. No panic, no euphoria. Price is close to local highs, positioning is not stretched, and the macro story is doing most of the work. How institutional framing bleeds into retail products. When BlackRock speaks, product design follows. Retail crypto cards with staking features, such as the Ether.fi card, have leaned into narratives that treat crypto as a distinct asset class rather than a tech sector play. Self-custody card options, including the Gnosis Pay card, have pushed the same line from a different angle. If Bitcoin and Ethereum are sovereign stress hedges, holding them in a wallet you control is part of the point. Expect own drivers framing to appear in product copy for institutional allocation platforms, wealth dashboards, and consumer-facing spend from your own wallet products through the rest of 2026. Framing compounds.